Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, God's sovereigns from near and afar. Your Lordship, Tommy Lorenzo Hart, appears among us with great news. A former preacher in the church and author of the manuscript, The Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God. Our Lord would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. Our Father is not a Christian or a religionist. He comes to show us how to unravel Vatican deception hidden throughout Bible content. Tommy Hart decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Mr. Hart exposes the many laws in the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution, hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Mr. Hart is here because the Vatican sent for him in the pages of the ABB. Yes, read for yourself. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Tommy Hart.
Hello, and welcome to Lawmaster, Law of God broadcast. I am the Lord. Matthew 10:27 says, and this is the law speaking, what I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light. What does that mean? What is the darkness? And what is the light? Darkness is a reference to Scripture. Scripture. Darkness implies mystery. And with that, the Bible is a book of dark things, secret things, mysterious things. What I tell you in darkness, what the law speaks to me from the pages of the Authorized Version Bible, the AVB, that speak I in light. Speak ye in the light. Now, what is the light? Proverbs 6:23 tells us what the light is. The light is law. I'll turn to that right quickly. Proverbs 6:23, for the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light. The Bible is a law book. The AVB, Authorized Version Bible, is a law book. It is used in religion, but it is through and through a law book. Now, in the law speaks concerning God. The law speaks to God, the law speaks also to the people. All the people. The law speaks to the servants of God. What I tell you in secret, that speak ye in light. I speak concerning the law. I speak concerning the law of God. Now, Matthew 7, verses 7 through 8. Says these words, ask and it shall be given you, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened to you. The main thing in that statement for us right now is seek and ye shall find. I have sought and I have found. Now this is a big thing that I have found. It's a big thing that I have found the Bible to be a law book. That's a real big thing because that is not taught by other people openly. For many people, that has been unknown knowledge. Many people have the Bible in their house, and this shows that they don't know what they have. They have a law book. I have found the Bible to be a law book. And in 2 Kings 22:8, there are words that I can use. 2 Kings 22:8. Second Kings 22:8. This is what I have done. I have presented you with the question before that asked where the law asked me, what doest thou? It asked me, what have you done? What have I done? This is what I have done. I have found the book of the law. I have found the book of the law. That's what I've done. That's what I've found. I have found the book of the law. Where have I found the book of the law? I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. What does that mean? It means simply this. I have found the book of the law in my house. It was right there in my house. What is the book of the law? The book of the law is a reference to the Authorized Version Bible. I have found the book of the law in the Authorized Version Bible. For me, that is a huge discovery. It's monumental. And it's the basis of all my teaching. I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. Joshua 1 verse 8. Joshua 1, verse 8. It is written in the pages of Scripture, the things written aforetime were written for our learning. And I have really learned some things after finding the book of the law in the house of the Lord. Joshua 1, 8. This book of the law, it is not, that statement is not a reference to just the book of Joshua. It is a reference to the entire Bible, the entire Authorized Version Bible. And the law speaks to me, saying, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. The book of the law gives me counsel. It counsels me, he's saying. The book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth, but I shall meditate therein day and night. This book of the law I have found in my house. Before the discovery, I did not know that the Bible was a law book. I thought the Bible was a religious book. I did not know the truth about this book of the law. And the thing about it, it tells you that right here in Scripture, as it is evident. It refers to itself as this book of the law. What I have told you in secret, that speak ye in light. Another thing about that statement is that the Bible speaks personally. Last week, I believe it was, I presented several scriptures wherein the Bible asked me questions, such as, who are you? What seekest thou? And I just read a few minutes ago the statement, seek and ye shall find. Okay, the law asks, what are you seeking? It asks also, what is your occupation? How old are you? What hast thou done? Genesis 4:10. It asks me, what have you done? And that's what I'm speaking to now. I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. And these things cannot be said too many times or too much. They need to be said over and over and over. You need to say it until we all come to the knowledge of the truth about this book, the Bible, the AVB, until we all come to the knowledge of the truth that the Authorized Version Bible is just what it says itself, of itself. It is a law book. Laws are meant to be carried out. In the book of the law, there is the law of God. That's the highest law in all the land. The highest law in all the land. And it speaks of the highest person in all of the land. I'm looking at the question here, Jeremiah chapter 17, Jeremiah chapter 37, verse 17. Jeremiah 37, verse 17. The law asks, is there any word from the Lord? I have found, this is the word from the Lord. I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. I sought, as Matthew 7, 7 instructs, and I found. I found the book of the law. Okay? There's a statement that I would like to share with you. Here it is in the book of Proverbs, chapter 2. And keep in mind the question, is there any word from the Lord? I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. I have found the book of the law in my house. Right there says this, Proverbs 2, and I'll just start with verse 1. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. It starts out with if. If you do this, if you do that, then thou shalt understand the fear of the Lord and find. Seek and ye shall find. And find the knowledge of God. That's the second thing I have done. First, I have found the book of the law in my house. And secondly, I have found the knowledge of God. Wonderful. The knowledge of God. What hast thou done? Scripture asks in Genesis 37:15, not that one. In Genesis 4:10, what hast thou done? One, I have found the book of the law. Where did I find it? I found it in my house. I found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. And secondly, I have found the knowledge of God. And the Gentiles, we're going to have announcements at this time.
You're listening to Lawmaster on Blog Talk Radio with His Excellency Tommy Hart. We encourage everyone to please call in with questions and comments. The number is 718-664-6262. Again, 718-664-6262. And don't forget to visit the website, lawmaster.co. Pick up a copy of the manuscript, The Book of the Law of God. The manuscript is easy to read, a text your lordship compiled, the result of a 39-year study and analysis unraveling the secrets of the AVB. Join the site freely, become a member, and post photos and videos. Email us with your feedback, and link us to Facebook, Twitter, and other networking sites of your choosing. Help us to spread the word. Remember, you can find Mr. Hart's interviews on YouTube. Search Law of Gods. If you feel it's time to break a half-millennium spell of religious enslavement, you've tuned in to the right channel. Keep listening to The Lawmaster right here on Blog Talk Radio. Break free of Vatican deception.
Thank you for those announcements, Mr. Welch. And we're back. This is Lawmaster. Who is Lawmaster? Lawmaster is the Lord. No, Lawmaster is the Lord God. And I'm speaking about things I have found. One, I have found the book of the law in my house. The scripture says, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. That's exactly where I found it. I found the book of the law in my very own house. I found the book of the law in the book, the Authorized Version Bible, which I call the AVB. The Authorized Version Bible is also called King James Version. I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. I'm very excited about that. I need to stay excited about that. The law says to me, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. I do not study, I do not meditate in a religious book. I meditate in the book of the law that I found in my very own house. The secret things of Scripture. The secret things of Scripture. What? That was a secret that was well kept. What? That the Bible is a law book. The Authorized Version, the AVB, is a law book. That was a secret. Many of you who hear this episode, this program, you did not know before you heard me speak that the Bible, the Authorized Version Bible, is a law book. And I emphasize the Authorized Version Bible because that is the book wherein I have found the book of the law, Authorized Version Bible. So the law speaks for God. It asks me, Genesis 4:10, what hast thou done? And then it states what I've done. I, Lawmaster, I, the Lord, according to the Scriptures, have found the book of the law in my very own house. Then, in Proverbs, I read, and find the knowledge of God. I have found the knowledge of God. Where did I find it? I found it from or in the Authorized Version Bible, the knowledge of God. And as I was saying earlier, I didn't know these things. I didn't know that the Bible was a law book. I didn't know that the law book was in my house. I didn't know who I am according to Scripture. I sought and I found out things. Things which the law tells me to speak. What I tell you in secret, the law says to me, that speak ye in law. So I tell you of the law that I have found. What I tell you in secret, that speak ye in law. I have found the knowledge of God. So if I sound like a broken record, that's all right this morning. That's all right today. This knowledge is good for you. I'm going to go back to Jeremiah 37. There's a statement there that I want to point out. Jeremiah 34. Not seven, but Jeremiah chapter 37. Verse 9, and it says these words, thus saith the Lord, deceive not yourselves. The Scripture says again elsewhere, be not deceived. Be not deceived. If you think the Bible is something else other than a book of law, then you have been deceived. It's just as simple as that. But thus saith the Lord, deceive not yourselves. I say this, don't be deceived any longer. Know the truth, grab the truth, hold on to the truth. In spite of what you hear or may hear others say, because there are some who will say quickly, the Bible is not a law book. And they are in opposition with Scripture. Because, again, the Scripture says what? This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 3. Let's see what it has to say. Do not be deceived. Nehemiah. And I'm turning to it. Okay. Still turning. Nehemiah 8:3. See what it has to say. It says this at the end of the verse, and the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. Again, another reference to the AVB book of the law. The ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. Are your ears attentive to these things which I speak? Are your ears attentive to the teaching coming from the Authorized Version Bible? Are you included in this scripture? The ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. All the people. Statement in Nehemiah 8:13. The very end of the verse, to understand the words of the law. Verse 18, same chapter. Also, day by day, from the first day unto the last day, he read in the book of the law of God. The Bible is a book of the law. What law? It says here, the law of God. Are your ears attentive to the book of the law? Are your ears attentive to the book of the law of God? Are your ears attentive to the things which I bring out? Are you paying attention? Are you retaining that which you hear from me? And are you acting on the things that you hear coming from me? What are you doing? Okay. To understand the words of the law. Now, the Bible says this, because somebody may say this. Well, I listen to the Lord, and I get confused. No, you do not get confused from the things I say. The Bible says this, 1 Corinthians, God is not the author of confusion. If you are confused with regard to Scripture, I have not confused you. You are already confused. God is not the author of confusion. God gives understanding of the things in the book of the law of God. God gives understanding. And I ask the question, what are you doing with the things you hear coming from me? Are you attentive to the things that I bring forth? Are you acting on the things, on the basis of the things that I bring forth? Or are you yet deceived by resisting the things which I teach? And this is something here not to be taken lightly, because there are many ministers, they call themselves ministers, who would say the Bible is not a law book, in opposition to what the Bible says of itself. As I said before, once upon a time, I didn't know that the Bible was a law book, but as I learned that, I received it. I accepted that. I accepted that fact. Then, on top of that, I studied. And the more I studied, the more I saw, wow, the Bible is a law book. It is indeed a law book. So, point being, it's a law book, whether you think it is or not. The Bible knows more about itself than you do. It says it's a law book. And then, what else have I found in the Bible? I have found the law of the curse. The Bible is a law book. And you can read the law of the curse from my document, the book of the law of God, all things the demonstrated power of God. You can also hear the words of the curse on the episode dealing with the law of the curse in Lawmaster's archives. You can hear the words of the law of the curse. Bible is a law book. Another thing you will find in my document, the book of the law of God, all things are demonstrated power of God, is the law of Passover. You can hear some of the words of the law of Passover from the archive, the episode dealing with the Passover from Lawmaster's archives. Law of the curse, law of Passover. And, of course, you can read the law of God from my document, Book of the Law of God, All Things is Demonstrated, Power of God. And you can also hear the words of the law of the curse from the episode, Lawmaster's episode, dealing with the law of God. We're going to have these announcements now.
Thank you, Father. To the listeners, if you would like to receive your copy of the manuscript, The Book of the Law of God, go to www.lawmaster.co. That's www.lawmaster.co. On the left side of the webpage, click the manuscript and the PayPal button inscribed Donate. For a $12 donation, you will be redirected to a link and download your very own copy in PDF format. Also, become a member to the website and post videos, photos, and take advantage of the links, free books, and email feature amongst members. You can also visit us on YouTube. Go to www.youtube.com/lawofgods. Again, youtube.com/lawofgods. One word. You can find Mr. Hart on Facebook. Simply type The Book of the Law of God. You may post on the news feed any stories, links, videos, and articles relating to the context of the show. Feel free to start discussions, ask questions, make comments, and dialogue.
You can now follow His Excellency on Twitter. That's twitter.com. Search Tommy L. Hart. Again, Tommy L. Hart. You will find these links here on the show page. And remember, keep listening to Lawmaster on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. Back to you, my lord.
Thank you, Mr. Well. Word well said. Take heed. Speaking of things I have found, speaking of obeying Scripture, I read the statement, Matthew 7:7, seek and ye shall find. I'm going to talk, the title of this program, this episode is Friend of God, Friend of God. I want you to think about what a friend is and how you can know what one who is a friend. The friend of God. After the statement 7:7, seek and ye shall find, it is written in the book of the law, he that seeketh findeth. He that seeketh findeth. You can tell one who has sought things from the pages of Scripture. The Bible says he finds. He presents what he finds to the world. Seek and ye shall find. He that seeketh findeth. I sought and I have found. And I have found many things. And the world needs to know. I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. That is so true. Mark that statement as fulfilled. I gave the reference earlier. Mark that statement as fulfilled because I, the Lord, have found the book of the law in the Authorized Version Bible in the house of the Lord. I have found it, and I found it in my house. It was right there in my house. So let me talk about the friend. I will present some things, and I'll start with, I'll come from the book of the law. I will come from the book titled Song of Solomon. Song of Solomon. There is information therein. Song of Solomon, chapter 3, verse 1. I sought him whom my soul loveth. Here he says, I sought him, but I found him not. He must not have given up, because in verse 3, he goes on to say, well, in verse 3, he asks a question. He asks, saw ye him whom my soul loveth? He was searching. And he would ask people, have you seen him? Have you seen him whom my soul loveth? I sought him, but I found him not. Have you seen him? Are you him? The Bible asks, who are you? Art thou he that should come? Or do we look for another? The law asks me. In verse 4 of the same chapter, Song of Solomon, chapter 3, he goes on and says, I found him whom my soul loveth. I found him. He sought and he found. seek and ye shall find. He that seeketh, findeth. I was looked for. I was looked for. And he says, I found him. That's big news. I found him whom my soul loveth. Song of Solomon 8:10. The same one goes on to say, then was I in his eyes as one that found favor. If you are familiar with Scripture, you know that throughout Scripture the question is asked, who are you? Who are you? What is your name? Are you the one? The law is searching, or the law has been searching, asking people as they read from the Bible, are you the one? Who are you? Have you seen him? If you're not the one, do you know where he is? Whom my soul loveth. The law sought, and the law found. The law found me. Let's see what we have here. And the law makes this declaration. John 1:45, the law searched, and the law found. And the law makes this declaration. John chapter 1. The law's search was not in vain. He says, first I sought him, and he would ask people, are you the one? Who are you? Have you seen him? Then the law found him. He found that whom his soul loves. And in John 1:45, the law tells the world, we have found him, of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write. That is huge news. We have found him. Huge news. Who is the him? Who is the we? We. The law speaks in behalf of the Gentiles, saying, we have found him. We have found him. Of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write. Who is the law saying to the Gentiles they have found? Who is the law declaring to the world that they have found? They have found the Lord. Matthew chapter 11, I said the law searched. The law would ask people from time to time, who are you? Are you the one? Is this the one? As people would read through Scripture, the law is talking to them, and many did not hear the law. I read the question, I believe, last week, hear ye not the law? Hear ye not the law? Do you hear the law talking? The law asks, art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? That's Matthew 11:3. Are you the one? The law asks me. Are you the one? Hold that statement and get Zechariah 1:19. Zechariah 1:19. The law asks me, are you the one that we look for? Are you the one that should come? Are you the one prophesied in the book of the law to come? And guess what the law tells the people about the one he found? He says, he answered me. I can feel the joy in that statement. He answered me. Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? And I answered, I am. I answered, I am. The statement in Zechariah 1:19 says, the law says, and he answered me. Who answered him? The one whom he sought answered him. And the law went on to declare to the world, we have found him, of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write. We have found him. Mission completed. We have found him. That is big news in Scripture, and that is big news in the world. We have found him. He answered me. The Bible says, let's see, it says these words, and I may not turn to it. It says, the Lord answered him by a voice. Zechariah 1:19, he answered me. And he goes on to say, the Lord answered him by a voice. You hear my voice, the voice of my words in my writings, the voice of my words in my document, the book of the law of God, all things that demonstrated power of God, the voice of my words on this broadcast. He answered. Who answered? The Lord answered. Who did the Lord answer? The Lord answered the law. Are you the one that should come? And I answered, I am. I also answered with my works, because by my works, the Lord is known by the word he executes. The Lord is known by his works. Okay? I answer by the presentation of my works. He answered me. The Lord answered him by a voice. What voice of mine? My speaking voice, the voice of my document, the voice, my voice from the archives of this program, my voice, if you are listening live, I answered the law, saying, I am he. And the law declared, the declaration to the world, the law declared to the world, we have found him. He has come, the one we have looked for so long. Mission completed. The search is over. Now what do we do? Now it is time for the Gentiles to obey the word of God. Let's hear these announcements.
You're listening to Lawmaster on Blog Talk Radio with His Excellency Tommy Hart. We encourage everyone to please call in with questions and comments. The number is 718-664-6262. Again, 718-664-6262. And don't forget to visit the website, lawmaster.co. Pick up a copy of the manuscript, the Book of the Law of God. The manuscript is easy to read, a text your lordship compiled, the result of a 39-year study and analysis, unraveling the secrets of the AVB. Join the site freely, become a member, and post photos and videos. Email us with your feedback, and link us to Facebook, Twitter, and other networking sites of your choosing. Help us to spread the word. Remember, you can find Mr. Hart's interviews on YouTube. Search Law of Gods. If you feel it's time to break a half-millennium spell of religious enslavement, you've tuned in to the right channel. Keep listening to The Lawmaster, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Break free of Vatican deception.
Yes. All right. Obey the words you have heard. I sought him, but I found him not. I sought him, I found him. We have found him, of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write. He answered me. Exodus 19:19. Who answered him? I answered him. What does Scripture say? Scripture says God answered him by a voice. I have answered, as I said, by the voice of my document, by the voice of this program, Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast, and by my speaking voice. I answered the law, saying, I am he. God answered, the law says, God answered him by a voice. Yes. Big news. Big news. Statement, 2 Samuel 16:4. 2 Samuel 16:4. Let's see what it has to say. The law says to me, the law says to God, I humbly beseech thee that I may find grace in thy sight, my Lord, O King. The law talks to God. The law talks to me. The law also talks to you, the people. The law talks to the servants of God. The law talks to the world at large and other scriptures. But the law says to me here, I humbly beseech thee that I may find grace in thy sight, my Lord, O King. I have found him. The one the Bible talks so much about. The law says it in these words, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write. I say it like this. They have found the one they have sought. The one they expected has come. Who is the they? The one the Gentiles have expected has come. So the law speaks to me in Exodus 20, verse 19, saying, speak thou with us, and we will hear. That's a promise of the law. Saying to God, speak thou with us, and we will hear. The law speaking in behalf of all Gentiles. Speak thou with us, and we will hear. Mr. Welch, how much time do we have left?
Your Lordship, we have approximately 3 to 4 minutes before conclusion.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Speak thou with us, and we will hear. I read the statement at the beginning where the law says, what I speak to you in darkness, that speak ye in light. I have a whole lot of information. There's a whole lot of information in Lawmaster's archives. The judgment that has been thus rendered is in the archives. The archives of the Lord, the archives of Lawmaster. Speak thou with us, and we will hear. Now the law and the Gentiles have not found God in vain. The Gentiles have not found God in vain. There's a plan. There's a purpose. And the Gentiles, there are things they are expected to do. One thing, Exodus 20:19, they are expected to do is to hear the word from God. I pointed out the question earlier from Jeremiah 37, is there any word from the Lord? Let me turn again to that. Jeremiah 37. Jeremiah 37:17, is there any word from the Lord? Well, the law knows now that there is word from the Lord, because the law has said what? He answered me. The law has said God answered him by his voice. Yes, there is word from the Lord, the law says, because he answered me. Physical evidence of God's answer. Physical evidence is found in my book, The Book of the Law of God, All Things That Demonstrated Power of God. Physical evidence of my answer to the law is found in the archives of this broadcast. The information that Lawmaster has provided. There is word from the Lord. This is huge. This is a big thing, the coming of God. For he was promised. We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write. Isaiah chapter 40, that is. Isaiah 40, verse 10. This is the promise, the thing that was declared. Behold, the Lord God will come. And in Genesis 50, verse 24, God will surely visit you. Genesis 50, 24. And Isaiah 40, verse 10, behold, the Lord God will come. God has come, and God has answered the law, and God has provided much physical evidence of his presence, much evidence. What are you doing with the things you hear coming from the Lord God? What are you doing with the information you are receiving from me? There's a purpose, there's a plan that is being carried out. The law has provided or speaks of a new world order, in which God is the head. 1 Chronicles 29, a new world order as declared by judgment from God. New world order. 1 Chronicles 29, a part of that new world order is stated here. 1 Chronicles 29, verse 12. is, well, let me read the complete statement. The law speaks to me saying, thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. The law goes on saying, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Not will be exalted as head. The law declares to me, thou art exalted as head above all. Study the archives. Study the archives. Do the things that apply to you. The law says, both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. Thou art exalted, O Lord, as head above all. What the scripture said to me from the beginning, it said, what I speak to you in darkness, that speak ye in law. And that's what I do. I obey the words of the law as applicable to me. I obey. You should do the same. When? You should do it now. Now. What I tell you in secret, that speak ye in light. Secretly, you would not know that the law said to me these words in 2 Chronicles 29:11 if I did not tell you. I have to tell you in order for you to know. And I don't want to fail in the things that I'm supposed to do. This book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth, the law says to me, but thou shalt meditate therein and day out. The law asks me, what seest thou? I point out to you the things that I see. I see the Bible is a law book. I see that the law says that I am exalted as head above all. I see that the law says, makes the announcement, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write. Scripture is being fulfilled right now. Today, this time, this day and time, we are living in. Are you excited about that? What are you doing? As the Bible asks me, what am I doing? I ask you, what are you doing? Gentiles, what are you doing? What are you doing? Black people, what are you doing? The law, the Gentiles in the law, have given all power to God. They have given all power to me. Legally, I am vested with all power, legally. Okay? And the law says to the people in Romans 13, the law says, there is no power but of God. God today, God is the only one having legal power. All power is given to God. The scripture says in Romans 13:1, there is no power but of God. And the next statement, the powers that be are ordained of God. But let's don't pass over that so quickly. There is no power but of God. The present God that is speaking. And if he has not given you power. You don't have any. The law declares there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. To date, God has not ordained any other power. God has not ordained any other power. There is no power, the law declares, but of God. That's a very strong declaration. Those who were high have been ordered to God to come to God. And to date, they have not done that. They have not carried out that order to date. God is the only one having legal power to date. We have found him, they say. They call God. They search for God. They expected God. They looked for God to come. God has come, and now it's God, and God is doing his work, and now it's time for the Gentiles to do the things they are supposed to do. It's time for the Gentiles to carry out the judgment that has thus been rendered. It's time for the Gentiles to obey and carry out the law as it applies to them. What are you doing? I will end with that question. Gentiles, what are you doing? Black people, what are you doing? There is no power but of God. God, to date, is the only one having any legal power. Authority. God has a right to power and authority. I'll end with this statement, Psalm 62. Psalm 62, verse 11. Power belongs to God. The law declares, power belongeth to God. There is no power but God. Mr. West, you can end the program. That's it for today.
You're listening to Lawmaster on Blog Talk Radio with His Excellency Tommy Hart. We encourage everyone to please call in with questions and comments. The number is 718-664-6262. Again, 718-664-6262. And don't forget to visit the website, lawmaster.co. Pick up a copy of the manuscript, The Book of the Law of God. The manuscript is easy to read. A text your lordship compiled, the result of a 39-year study and analysis, unraveling the secrets of the AVB. Join the site freely, become a member, and post photos and videos. Email us with your feedback, and link us to Facebook, Twitter, and other networking sites of your choosing. Help us to spread the word. Remember, you can find Mr. Hart's interviews on YouTube. Search Law of Gods. If you feel it's time to break a half millennium spell of religious enslavement, you've tuned into the right channel. Keep listening to the Lawmaster, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Break free of Vatican deception.
Ms. Wells, why are you still there? I take it there's no one on the lines.
That is correct, sir.
So we'll close out. Go ahead and close out.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And to the listening audience, have a wonderful day. We'll see you next Sunday.